When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000.
720 WGN. It is Freedom Friday here, 4th of July weekend kickoff show. 250 years. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it has, right? And you know what keeps it fresh is you got to get in there and have some of the best food, right? You know, in some of those years, and this is it. 250 is going to step it up in a big way. World champion pit master and the mastermind behind, you know, the Blues Hog empire, whether it's the charcoal that you see. We talked to Lou Manfredini a little bit about that at the Aces, right? And then the sauces and the rubs. And so he's like a scientist, he's like a pit master, he's like a super celebrity, and also a big racing guy too. It's the one and only Tim Scheer. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Happy to be here. Happy 4th.
Yeah, so now it's not every day. You know, you've been on a number of times. We're always excited to talk about things that are going on, but we don't always, well, we do talk a lot about racing, but we don't always have NASCAR Chasm in studio with us. I'm not sure if you're familiar with his great work on the thing called the internet, but he's one of the funny guys, the lighter side. You appreciate a good joke, Tim.
Man, I just saw him on Instagram. I'm telling you, that's awesome, man. I love that stuff.
Yeah, he's relieved and then also excited to have you on. So think about this. And so Shake and Bake Barbecue was one of your original teams because of your love of racing. Of course, barbecue, there's, I don't know if there's a better tie-in, right, with the communities, with the racing community and the tailgate community and the barbecue and grilling community. You had Shake and Bake Barbecue. And so kind of talk a little bit about that, how as far as the racing side, it's been a great fit.
And it's just been 100% natural. That's why, you know, it's like I'm living my little dream here, man. It's like I get to barbecue, I get to go to the NASCAR races. We get to be in the races now, basically, with our car and our truck and all that stuff. Dude, it's just like, you know, somebody pinched me because just never thought it would be like this. And just having an absolute blast with it. But it ties in so perfectly. And, you know, I think just with everything I've tried to do over my, you know, my career, just do what I love and do what I enjoy, and hopefully it works out, right? So, you know, it's just all coming, man. It's crazy. It's really fun.
Well, Tim, you got a lot of talent for what it is that you do. You don't just win world championships on the barbecue side, especially at a place like Memphis in May, without knowing what you're doing, have a lot of talent. But you got to have a little bit of luck, too. I think there should be an asterisk next to your NASCAR and racing experience that says your results may vary, because I love it. Every time that you're in on things, you know, you've just had amazing things happen, right? Whether it's, you know, Kyle Larson stepping in for Connor in the race, racing the car. It goes, Kyle Larson, I don't know if you ever heard of him, he's just kind of successful, gets in, wins, right? And of course, then when I get to interview him, I ask him about the barbecue sauce. Of course, he's excited to share that. And then Cletus McFarland, I mean, just keep knocking it out of the park.
Well, I mean, you're right. I've lived my entire life off luck, but I tell you, Dan, you know how it is, though. The harder you work, the luckier you seem to get. So I'm not afraid to put my time in and you know, grind it out a little bit. So hopefully that luck comes to fruition and we can keep this train rolling, because, yeah, it's been fortunate. It's, you know, it's not every day that things work out like that. So, you know, the Connor Zilich, you know, year was awesome. I mean, we had so much fun with the family and traveling and watching him and getting to know those guys and, you know, with Junior Motorsports and everything. I mean, couldn't ask for a better group. And then, you know, I've been hunting down Cletus because I'm a fan, you know what I mean? And he's fun to watch. And, you know, it's kind of scary. He and I are, as he said, two giraffes in the wild. So we're both 6'7" or whatever. So it's crazy that we're teaming up. I think everybody at our office is pretty scared for Talladega. They're going to put a leash around me, I think, and make sure that I don't go absolutely crazy down there, because it's going to be like a kid in a candy store down there, buddy. I'm excited about it. And you know, he and I teaming up, I think it's going to be on a whole nother level, to be honest with you.
Oh, I can't even imagine. There's got to be a bunch of...
We throw Jim Bob in the mix, and it's going to be over, man. You might as well check us into rehab for next month.
We're going to need a full-on, like, public service announcement campaign, a lot of waivers to sign, a lot of...
Waivers everywhere. Oh, my... Sign everything.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we want to put you to work at least a little bit on the inspiration and advice side. Chicagoland Speedway, a place that you know well. You and I did the smoke down there, and so you know that place. So a little bit of advice on, you know, for people heading out there, what they should do, could do to be able to up their food game if they're going to be out there camping, back at camping, as opposed to the road course. And then, you know, for people at home, people are hearing this all over the Midwest, and they're going to want to, you know, they already use Blues Hog stuff, or at least they should. What can they do at home? What would you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of depends where I'm at. You know, this weekend, 4th of July, you know, we're gonna keep it kind of simple. We've got, my kids already talking about it. We've got the hot dog eating contest that we do in the backyard here. So we'll fire up some Wagyu hot dogs, what I like to use. We crank it up a notch around here. But so, you know, you can do anything simple. You know, I actually bought some seafood this year from a cool little seafood place down here. Going to try to do a little char grilled oysters, something like that, for fun to switch it up a little bit. But man, I'm definitely going to throw on some ribs. Every year I do ribs, and it's old school backyard ribs. It's not competition style for me. It's kind of, you know, put them on the pit, let them do their thing while we're in the pool swimming around and stuff. But, you know, like you said, Dane, the main thing is, you know, grab your charcoal, get the good stuff. You know, the rub, depending on what you're cooking, sweet and savory is always a hit on basically everything. We've got a new one called Steak and Burger out in Walmarts and stuff, and it's been an immediate number one seller. It goes on anything from hamburgers to steaks to briskets, all that stuff. So, you know, get good products. You're going to spend a lot of time on it. You know, you don't want to go cheap on something that's going to disappoint after hours and hours of cooking. So, you know, let the smoker do the rest of the work, and you guys sit back and have fun and enjoy the family and the holidays, man. It's going to be great.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And of course, Ace Hardware, the Walmarts. And we got maybe about 30 seconds left. So NASCAR Chasm has a question for you, Tim.
Tim, hello. I just had to ask, because I heard you do your own personal backyard hot dog eating contest. What sort of numbers are we putting up in that? Are they Joey Chestnut? What are we talking here?
Well, it involves, you know, anywhere from 7-year-old kids to 15 to 18-year-old kids right now. So, you know, we cut them in half. So anywhere from 2 to 2.5 maybe gets the win. Sometimes I just pick my favorite kid out of the group.
Good to have a favorite kid.
And it's a complete ripoff. But, you know, it's a hoot, man, for sure. We only do it for about 2 minutes, because that's about all the attention span you can get out of them. But,
Joey Chestnut had to start somewhere.
And I'm the announcer guy. I don't know his name that does it. So I get on the microphone and just absolutely tear into everybody. So it's too much fun usually. But
Tim, let's give the website for Blues Hog before we let you go. And we want to encourage you to get out there and enjoy the 4th of July.
Yeah, I wanted to give a quick plug, too. We've got the second episode of Barbecue Country is out last night. So you can find it on the Heartland Network. On any internet TV provider, and then check us out at blueshog.com and all the instas and socials and all that jazz too. So we'll be having a lot of content coming up, and looking forward to that second episode of the Barbecue Country Show. That's going to be a great one.
So. Best in the business, Tim Shear, world champion Blues Hog Barbecue as well. Like I said, we'll have links up. Tim, happy 4th.
Happy 4th, guys. Appreciate you guys.